Moncrief on News Talk.
While there are a few things more Irish than a thatched cottage, they are a struggle to maintain. They're expensive to install and look after, and it's estimated that in the last two decades we've lost close to a quarter of them. And one of the difficulties is insurance. Either the premiums are high or insurance companies won't provide cover at all. Kieran McDonnell is founder of the Thatched Insurance Action Group. Afternoon, Kieran.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Has it always been the case that owners of thatched cottages have had difficulty getting insurance, or has it got worse in the last few years?
Maybe I could tell you my own experience, Sean. So, I mean, I'm a lad from Dublin. I grew up in Coolock. 40 years ago, if you told me that I'd be on the radio talking about thatch heritage and preserving it, I'd have been very surprised. 10 years ago, myself and my wife fell in love with a thatch house. And at that time, thatch insurance was available. It was probably a bit challenging, but you know, you could get cover at reasonably affordable levels. Over the last 10 years, the situation has deteriorated markedly, and particularly since Brexit. So at the point now where, you know, basically probably around 50% of Irish thatch properties are not insured simply because affordable cover isn't available.
Oh my gosh. And why has Brexit made it worse?
I think a lot of the insurers would have been coming from, you know, based in the UK, and Brexit has kind of, I suppose, made their reasons for operating in Ireland a little bit more challenging. So they basically sort of pulled out, a lot of them.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah. And the ones who've remained, is there a sense of a marked reluctance to insure a thatched property?
Yeah, I think if anything now, it's worse than it was now. Like, there's one insurer is currently sort of implementing a phased exit from the Irish market. And insurance premium increases have been, you know, they're running away with like much higher than inflation, like 20 to 30% a year. And this is forcing more and more thatch owners to go uninsured. So the problem is getting worse.
Yeah. Is it, well, I suppose it's legal for them to go uninsured, or is it?
No. I mean, there's no, mandatory insurance is only there for like cars. And I think there might be some other insurance sectors or whatever. But no, for house insurance, it's not mandatory.
Yeah.
So there's nothing forcing the government to act because cover isn't available.
Yeah, and those remaining companies that are still operating in the Irish market, have they given any reason for this, or is it the reasons as you've outlined them?
Well, so the situation is a bit complicated, Sean, in that so we have one insurer who offers insurance to thatch owners at very modest rates, you know, that obviously slightly above what would be the normal risk profile. And they're continuing to renew their policies with thatch owners, but they're not prepared to take on any new customers. And then the other insurers, it's a very fragmented kind of a market. And because of that, the premiums are very, very expensive.
Yeah. Is that because people listening, Kieran, might think, well, you know, a thatched cottage, there's a greater risk of fire. Is that necessarily the case?
Well, there's no doubt that thatched dwellings are at greater fire risk than normal houses. I mean, it stands to reason. But this is an international phenomenon. And internationally, this is generally reflected in slightly higher insurance premiums for thatched properties than for standard build properties. But in Ireland, because we have 50% of thatched properties uninsured, the problem is affordability of that insurance. And the insurance industry is telling the government that thatch insurance is too risky for them, and that's why they don't want to do it.
Mm. Meanwhile, are the numbers of thatch properties in Ireland going down?
So, yes. I mean, the estimate of the number of properties in Ireland now is about 2,000. And if you go back to like sometime like maybe in the 1950s, there would have been about 55,000. So it's, you know, it's got that downward trajectory. We're already seeing there was a planning application recently, which has just gone through with one thatch owner getting permission to remove the thatch for the specific purpose of getting affordable insurance. So we can see this as a growing trend, and because there's no other solutions being offered. So it's a very bleak situation.
Yeah. Is there any possibility, or has anybody shown even vague enthusiasm for setting up some sort of group insurance scheme for specifically for thatch owners?
Well, that's why I'm here. That's what we were trying to do. And we have, so we formed a Thatch Insurance Action Group about 2 years ago, a group of sort of like-minded thatch owners. And, you know, we've been trying to get as many owners to join our group. We currently have about 330 members in the group. But the reality with this is that to make something, a group scheme that would be commercially viable, we're talking about maybe over 1,000 owners. And, you know, with only 2,000 thatch properties in the entire country, it's very onerous to try and get those numbers together. And really, it's, in our view, it will take, you know, something at a government level to make this kind of thing happen.
Mm-hmm. And any inclination from government level to make this kind of thing happen?
No. I mean, in short order, the government is very, very reluctant to intervene in insurance markets. They still remember things like PMPA and the Insurance Corporation of Ireland and Quinn Insurance, where basically, you know, they ended up picking up the tab for those billion business failures, and consequently, you know, there are insurance levies on all insurance policies now as a consequence of those failures. I suppose, in our view, this is kind of, you know, we're not really comparing apples and oranges if you compare thatch risk and those previous insurance failures. You know, I mean, if we wanted to compare it in bicycle sheds, Sean, you know, those insurance failures would have been like thousands of bicycle sheds, right? You know, the risk of, you know, putting in place a thatch insurance group scheme or whatever, we're talking about maybe 3 or 4 bicycle sheds, you know, maybe 5.
Yeah. Are there any other parts of the world? I mean, because we're not the only country that has thatch buildings. What, you know, what do they do elsewhere about this?
Well, this is the thing, Sean. There are loads of insurers who are operating in the Irish market who don't insure thatch. You know, foreign insurers I'm talking about. Yeah. Mm. In their home countries, they insure thatch. But when they come to Ireland to set up a subsidiary or whatever, they cherry pick. They're allowed to cherry pick. They're allowed to say, oh, well, we'll only insure these houses or these types of houses or these cars or these types of cars. And, you know, part of what we've been doing is we've been working with the Alliance for Insurance Reform, who have identified, you know, they've identified 45 sectors of the economy which have a problem getting insurance. And this is simply down to the fact that insurers are allowed to cherry pick. I mean, we recently had a new insurer coming into the Irish market, bearing in mind that the government wants the market and the introduction of new competition to solve these sectors where there's little or no appetite for cover. We had a new insurer coming into the market, and this insurer covers thatch risk in its home country, and the government and the regulator just gave this new insurer a license without putting any kind of conditions on them in terms of saying, look, you're coming into our market. What problems can you solve for us in terms of the areas of our markets that can't get cover? But they just continue to allow them to cherry pick.
Kieran McDonald is founder of the Thatched Insurance Action Group. Kieran, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.